Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now we have some breaking news for you, and Simon Marks joins us from Washington to tell us what it is. Simon.
Well, Ian, it's an extraordinary development in the Ghislaine Maxwell case. Within the last few minutes, the US Department of Justice has published a letter that officials have sent to the judge who presided over the case, asking the judge to open an immediate investigation into a member of the jury. This relates to juror Scotty David, who has admitted in media interviews over the last 24 hours that while jury deliberations were underway, he shared with members of the jury his own experience in the past as a victim of sexual abuse. The government in this letter to the judge is saying the juror has described being a victim of sexual abuse, but the juror asserted that he flew through the prospective juror questionnaire, which is the document that anybody selected for the jury has to fill out before their selection process advances, and does not recall being asked whether he had been a victim of sexual abuse, but stated that he would have answered honestly if he had been asked. Now, clearly the government, from this letter, suspects that the juror has not been entirely truthful over his past experience prior to getting on to the jury. And so the government is now asking for a juror investigation that should be conducted under the supervision of the court and the judge in which the trial took place. The letter says the government has reached out to defense counsel regarding the juror's statement, but defense counsel have not yet responded, and thus the government is not aware of the defense position on this issue. But this is a real spanner in the works, potentially, for the US Department of Justice. According to the media interviews that this member of the jury has been giving, he told fellow jurors how he had waited until high school before telling anyone about the abuse that he suffered, and he had that conversation in an effort to explain to jurors why some of the witnesses who testified against Ghislaine Maxwell may not have come forward earlier. This juror is a 35-year-old from Manhattan, and he has said in these interviews that his confession influenced the deliberations that resulted in the conviction of Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, when prospective jurors were given questionnaires, they were absolutely asked if they or anyone in their families or anyone they knew had experienced sexual abuse. If they said that they had been victims of sexual abuse, they then had to answer the question as to whether that would in any way impact their ability to serve on the jury. Well, this juror is saying in interviews he flew through the questionnaire and cannot remember being asked about personal experiences with sexual abuse. So there is grounds in all of this, depending, of course, on the outcome of the investigation, for the defense to push for a possible mistrial, never mind, the sentencing that we thought we were all heading towards a little bit later this year. Were the judge to find that there had been juror misconduct here, then the defense would clearly push for a mistrial, and the case against Ghislaine Maxwell then would be back at square one, and the U.S. Department of Justice would have to decide whether to prosecute the case all over again. So this is a substantial development in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, coming several days after she was convicted on those charges of sex trafficking on behalf of Jeffrey Epstein and also herself. And this is clearly not where the Department of Justice and the US government wanted to find itself on this particular Wednesday.
Simon, thank you very much for bringing us that breaking news. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.